I believe the one about the cat, the microwave oven. Because my cousin, I thought knew the people there, but, you know, now that I'm not actually sure.
Do you think there's any messages or morals in the stories?
I don't think there are any morals as such, but I suppose in the one about the hamburgers, just to kind of be careful of people are putting in things nowadays, because they're not actually putting 100% Irish beef in them, as they claim.
As they claim, yeah. And what about the story about the hitchhiker?
Well, that's kind of... that's been there through the ages, you know, be careful when you're hitching, especially for girls, or when they pick people up, because you can never be sure what's going to happen. Or
yeah. And what about the story about the cat in the microwave?
Don't put your cats in the microwave oven. Oh, don't leave kids unguarded. Yeah. I think mainly it's a modern-day fairy tale, you know, dating back from the time of Hansel and Gretel, maybe. Sort of, well, now we're in the modern age, it's a microwave oven instead of an oven in the witch's hut, you know, something like that.
Yeah. And what about the Chinese restaurants?
I think it's playing on people's suspicions about what goes on actually in Chinese restaurants. And I heard the story like once in America where I thought it was fact, and I heard it over here in Ireland again. Different people tell it at different times. I think these sort of stories travel all over the place in different versions in different times. Like,
Do you think they're racialist?
Yeah, I think they are. They seem to play against ethnic minorities like the Chinese and Italian, where people don't really know what's going on behind closed doors, and their suspicions are kind of fostered in the restaurants.
And what about the story you're telling me about the woman who was buried alive?
Well, I think that fosters on people's superstitions about being buried alive, but their fear of being buried alive. And the people have left wills to make sure, you know, to their relatives, make doubly sure that they're not, that they are dead before they're buried. And they, you know, it's something that people have a lot of fear about.